Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 7:00 PM. Roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Here.
DeCarl.
Here.
DeSmit.
Here.
Sias here. Olson.
Here.
Boyer.
Here.
Daney.
Here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any town hall?
Not tonight. Reports and questions from the director and staff?
I don't have anything planned, but I do want to mention, as all of you saw, that we have a different format for our board report, especially for the directors and managers' reports. And we all worked on that together as a team. And I'm really thankful for all of their input and their research that they did on the new format. So thank you to them. Mallory actually led the project, but she is not here today. So be patient with us as we try to answer some of the more difficult questions.
Which we'll do when we get down to discussion.
Yes.
Questions and answers from president and trustees?
Trustee Olson. I have a couple of things. First of all, I've completed the 2025 FOIA training on the Attorney General's website. Director Wessel, have you completed that as the FOIA officer for the library?
I have.
The 2025?
2025 and the OMA.
Wow, you guys are ahead of board.
So you'll be able to answer some questions that I have.
Okay, we'll try. I just took it today.
Days into it.
Under section...
They're gonna be graded too.
Under section 4A, ILS 1140-4A, it requires that each public body prominently display at each of its offices a brief description of itself, which will include but not be limited to a short summary of the purpose, a block diagram giving its functional subdivisions, the total amount of its operating budget, the number and location of its offices, the approximate number of full and part-time employees, the identification of members of the board which exercise control over the public body's policies, procedures, boards, and to which the library is responsible.
And I believe that is a change to the requirements. And reading that, I just found out about it, so we will be working on it. We don't have it available as of yet.
It's only 20 days into January, and if this is a brand-new law, I'm sure that you will work on it.
I just did the training today, Joe. Just did it today.
Okay. There are also a number of other concerns that I have about our compliance with FOIA requirements. I've also completed the 2025 OMA training on the Attorney General's website. Have you likewise done so?
I have.
Great. As I've been stating annually at these board meetings, after I've completed the annual training, I believe that the board continues to be in violation of the Open Meetings Act when it comes to approval of minutes of the executive sessions. At no point has the board in executive session seen minutes of any of these meetings, written documents, in the time that I've been on the board.
I disagree with you because we did, every 6 months we do that. And we actually sat here and went back and listened to the one that you had questioned about July.
We have never physically seen the minutes.
I have the packet here.
The iron of booklet. She has them in a folder. If you need to physically see them, then maybe you should ask for them, but she has them in a binder.
Because they're in your office, right?
Yeah, they're in the salvage.
They're not executive session.
But they're not for public, no.
Right, exactly, so they're in your office.
They're safe.
Right, okay.
Not having seen them, I ask if the following information is on all of those minutes. Date, time, and place of the meeting, I feel pretty sure that that's happened. A record of whether each member of the board is present or absent, I think that's probably true.
We have a form sheet that we follow.
A summary of discussions on matters proposed, deliberated, or decided. A summary of discussion, according to the OMA, must include sufficient information that either the public body or court examining the minutes will be able to ascertain what in fact was discussed, the substance of that discussion, and what, if any, action was taken. And the last time I asked at a meeting about this, what I was told was there was the attendance, the date and time, and the subject that was discussed and nothing more. And has that changed?
I don't think we've had very many executive sessions. I know that that was brought up before, and so we went into a little bit more detail. For example, I believe one of the last executive sessions we had was, I'm not going to talk about an executive session, but yes, you have informed me of that, and yes, I've been more particular to how we record those summaries of discussion.
At the next time that we have a executive session to review minutes, I would like to actually physically see every meeting that is part of those executive sessions that hasn't been released, because my understanding of FOIA and OMA are that the board at each meeting that they sit down to review these minutes are supposed to be reviewing all past closed meetings, regardless of when they occurred, to see if the reasoning for them being treated as closed sessions is still valid.
And I believe, Joe, that we have done that, and from the very beginning, the minutes that cannot be released for whatever regulations or rules or requirements, those are the ones that we stopped at. And then every 6 months we go forward, the ones that we can release, we release. If we can't release it, then it goes into the pile that are not releasable, because for whatever reason we determined that they were not releasable.
Over time, those reasons could change.
I will go back and do a review of them.
Okay. Also, OMA requires, and this is the first time that I've noticed it, that employees with total compensation, including salary, bonuses, health insurance, vacation, and sick days granted, must be posted on the website, including name and position.
That's new.
Okay.
So that is on my list of things to do. Right now we have it on the public board, and we have it on the file cabinet in admin, and we can have that put on the website, but I was going to call the attorney just to confirm that that is how I interpreted the regulation.
We do actually have that on the website, but not with the employee name. It's by position.
Thank you, Manny.
I think I'd prefer to keep it that way.
Up on your board, the library board, by the family bathroom, I think. Not by name, but by
not
position.
By name. Yeah.
Where I thought it just came up on total disclosure of IMRF.
Well, disclosure of total compensation, but it does meet those requirements. It's, you know, the total sick time, the financial compensation and so forth is all covered on that document.
So it's got my position and everything listed?
Yeah, it's got position, annual salary, health insurance, bonuses, vacation, sick days, and then a calculated total compensation based on those numbers.
Okay, then you're a step ahead of me. Thank you.
You all are ahead. Wow.
Where is that located?
It's like you do your job.
So if you go to the About page and then the Public Information and Policies, it is one of the items, depending on what device you're, it's either on the left or it's one of the further up items.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Manny.
You're welcome.
That's why he is in charge of the website.
Now I know where to address all those questions.
There we go. Is there anything else?
I have some other questions, but they relate to information that I'm used to seeing on the monthly report. So I guess if I want the answers, I have to ask the questions at this point.
Can't we ask them when we get to that discussion item regarding the board packet?
I'm sorry?
Your questions regarding the board packet?
Correct.
Can we not hold those questions until we get down there to discussion items?
But I've got specific questions I'd like answers to.
Understood, but it has to do with the formation of the board packet and the different...
It does. I don't want to be cut off, though, when I ask the questions.
Well, I'm not trying to cut you off now, but I think because we have a portion of...
I'll be happy to defer it under the understanding that I will be allowed to ask the questions.
Call on you first.
Thank you.
Trustee Piperno, you had...
Yes. A couple weeks ago, I was in the foyer, and a woman came in with two young children, two little girls. And the one little girl, probably about four or five, looked in the door in there, and she was so excited. She says, "I see Mrs. Rose." It was like a Santa Claus moment. It was just precious. So I went in, and Mary was standing there, and Roseanne. So I let them know what had happened. I said, "You've made a reader for life, forever with that little girl." But she was so impressed that she could see Mrs. Rose right there. So just kind of made my day. Just wanted to share that.
So I just had a question, Director Wessel. I just had a question. So if someone signs up for a class and it's full and they're on a wait list, when it opens up, how are they notified when the class opens up?
People usually are in the lobby and we let the first person in.
No, they're at home. Oh. Let's say you sign up for a class 2 weeks in advance and you don't know when it's going to open up, and then how are you informed?
Well, let's if it opens up.
By text or email, whichever you chose as a notification object when you registered. So if someone cancels and the wait list goes up, then that first person will be notified via email or text.
So are they notified up to the time that the actual event is going to occur, or is it the day before, or how are they notified?
As soon as a cancellation is made.
Okay.
So if there are no open spots, so if someone cancels 2 days prior to the program, the first wait list attending or registering will be moved up.
So I will give you an example. Saturday I'm at home, or Sunday I'm at home, and busy with family stuff. I signed up for the Chinese, the tea thing, and I happened to check my phone, my email, and at 12:30 I got an email from the library saying, you can now attend this class. It starts at 1 o'clock, and it was too late. So I wanted to know, is it possible that the opening was the day prior, but it goes in the system and it delays and it sends out the next day? So I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Sure.
Had I known that there was a cancellation, I would have been there. But at 12:30, to know that I had to cancel, an event going on at my house to run over, if I would have known that, I would have, done something different.
Right.
So I just wanted to let you know that, and I do have the email. I can send you a copy of it if you need it.
The cancellation must have occurred right before then.
Just right
before? Instant.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know if it was that, or if it was the day before, and there was a delay. Okay, so what I guess what I'm saying is I would have appreciated a phone call. Because I don't check my emails, you know, every half an hour, an hour. But if my phone rings, I hear it. Oh, it's the library calling. Boom. You know, they open at noon, so if they got a cancellation, they could have called. You know, I just happen to see it.
How is your preference set up in your notifications for when you want that?
Well,
then does it?
I don't know how it is, but I just thought out of courtesy with the class starting a half an hour before being notified, that I would have thought that my phone number's on record, they would have called. Regardless of how we're being notified, I just take a phone.
I understand what you're saying, you know, and while it makes sense to you, if your priority was to let you know by text,
I have
not
both.
Gonna, if you signed up for both.
I have.
But if, no, if you signed up for text for your, when the thing is available.
Right, you could say email in advance, text, whatever. My knowledge, I've signed up for a while, but I only got an email half an hour before, just so you know.
Yeah. I mean, just it's check one it.
It's possible that if somebody is canceling half an hour before the program, the librarian is busy as well, helping the presenter, so they're not, they might not have been notified that cancellation, they might not have seen that because they're busy setting up at that point.
So if the person cancels it at home, if I'm at home and I cancel, let's say on Friday night, I cancel, don't you think your system is automated to just send it to the next person?
But that's exactly
what okay. Yeah. So the library isn't getting involved in sending it. It's automatic.
But that's what happened at 12:30. There was
right.
a cancellation at 12:30.
I understand.
You were notified.
And I was set up for texting too, but I didn't get any, so I'll double check. But my thought is, you know, you want people to come. It happened to me, but hey, listen, let's call on the list. I remember getting calls years ago, but I really wish I would have gone. So I'm just letting you know. That's all.
Expanding on the text for a moment, if I might. I've recently started getting text messages saying that a item that I've put on reserve is available. I find that next to useless because it doesn't tell me what item. Is there a way that the specific item can be attached to those emails? I know when I get, I'm sorry, text, because when I get a text, an email regarding renewals and that sort of thing, it's very specific and tells me, you know, what is due, what has been automatically renewed, if something is automatically renewed. And I'm assuming that all of that's fed off of our Polaris system. Is there that capability to feed that type of information to the text thing, which has got to be somehow integrated?
I don't have the answer, Manny. I don't know if you do.
That's more related to SMS limitations, because we have to send text messages to literally anybody, but regardless of the compatibility of their device, there is, sorry for this, the most I can do is really send a link to like sign into your account and say, here's your link to sign into your account to check what's on hold. That system is separate from the email notification system, and it's much simpler.
And I imagine possibly it might be a privacy issue if you and your husband or your spouse share a phone, and that's where my head goes to.
But the same, I think, would apply to emails. Because there are probably a lot of people who share a computer.
Unfortunately, as far as I understand it, it's a limitation of the SMS system, and I do not mean this rudely. I'm going to be, if you put it on hold, you would probably be coming to get it anyway. You know, it's not like you're going to just, it's not like you really should be, or would be deciding, hey, I need to know what this is before I came to get it, because if you put it on hold, you want it.
And that was going to be my comment as well. You know, whether you put one thing or 1,000 things on hold, you put it on hold. So come and get it. What difference does it make which item it is? If you've personally put something on hold, come and get it. Why do they have to be that site-specific about what it is? You've made your what you want. You put stuff on hold, therefore, just come and get it.
So if I want to turn off text notifications, that's something I can do in my profile?
You could change it with me, Joe.
Yeah. Because I know that you like to not have books at certain times, right? And you'd like to get back on. So you maneuver around a lot. I don't think that happens in the majority of cases, but you can talk to Mary and she can get you set up so that if you need to, you could do it through email or...
Yeah, email only instead of email and work.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
They sound like good services to me. This is a positive, not a wall.
Mm-hmm. I just have one quick thing to say, and this is a reminder that as of this evening, all of our minutes are not going to be verbatim. It's going to be a summary of what's been said, discussed, or passed. Okay? What we've accomplished or what we've discussed. It's not going to be a, we need an and or an or the or for. None of that anymore. It's going to be a summary of what's been said, what's been accomplished.
Well, can we talk about it as a board? We should all agree on it.
Well, we've been talking for the last 5 months about how our minutes should be and why do it have to be word for word for word?
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. I think sometimes things need to be identified and sometimes not. Correct.
But it isn't going to be a sometimes this and a sometimes that. It's going to be a not verbatim. It'll be what we have discussed summarized. And anything that's been voted upon or accomplished will be stated.
The most important thing would be the motions, the seconds, and the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important things that need to be in the minutes, so if someone is looking at them, they say, well, they voted for this, they voted for that, they didn't vote for this, they didn't vote for that.
And that follows the board bylaws that you approved last month.
One final thing that Dave just brought up. In reviewing the Open Meetings Act, I also noted that our past practice, which we discontinued 2 months ago, of approving consent agenda items that weren't withheld is in violation of OLMA. OLMA requires that each specific item be stated before the vote occurs, so that if we had the minutes of November 15th regular meeting minutes as part of a consent, we'd have to state that was item A was X, item B was the financials, item C was transfer of money, item D was reinvestment of funds. Whatever those items are, they have to specifically, according to OMA, specifically be listed. You can take one action, but each of the items that's being voted on has to be specifically stated as part of that.
Which is why we're not doing a consent agenda anymore.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, past practice, we were in violation. So.
Anything else before we move on to the action items? Okay, action item number one. Minutes from November 18th, 2024, the regular board meeting.
I'll bring a motion to approve the minutes from the November 18th, 2024 regular board meeting.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Sias. Yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Daney.
Yes. Action item number two, minutes from the December 16th, 2024, Committee of the Whole meeting.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
I have comments.
I do too. Okay, do you have your comments?
First, the time is incorrect. It should be 6 p.m.
Actually, it should be 5:30 p.m.
I'm sorry?
It should be 5:30 p.m.
Oh, you're correct. I'm sorry. 5:30. Page 2, item 2, 2023-24 audit review. I believe the minutes need to add the following. Ms. Adamski noted that she had a conversation with President Daney regarding a matter arising during the audit that she felt President Daney should share with the whole board, end quote. And those are the changes.
What? What? Would you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Would you please repeat that?
Ms. Adamski noted that she had a conversation with President Daney regarding a matter arising during the audit that she felt President Daney should share with the whole board. Period.
And that's what you want added into?
I'm sorry?
That's what you want added into?
That's correct. That's important.
Anyone else?
That's it.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
And the motion and the second is that, wait, I need a motion on the floor to make the change to the minutes.
Make a motion to change the minutes for December 16th at 5:30. Meeting of the whole.
You second?
I'll second that.
Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes.
DeSmit.
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Daney.
Yes. Now, back to the second, a vote for the minutes. For December 16th, Committee of the Whole meeting, and that was December 16th, 2024. Roll call, please.
Is there another comment? Was it your comment?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a comment as well?
Do I have a comment as well?
I thought you were going to make a comment as well.
I'm not going to make a comment.
Fair enough. All right. Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Vaccaro.
Yes.
DeSmit.
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Daney.
Yes. There was a change to an extra sentence.
Perhaps the trustee in question will type it up. Send.
Action item number three, minutes from the December 16th, 2024 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I have two quick corrections. On page one, public present, it lists Jay as director. I believe that should read president Perkins. And under item two, or page two, under reports, paragraph, second paragraph, I believe that this should state what Carolyn said. And I went back and listened to the tape. Was not that the law hadn't been passed, but that the law, the regulations implementing the law hadn't been finalized.
Where are you at on this minutes?
Underneath where it says Trustee Olson inquired. Two sentences down from there, Director Russell stated. Do you have that printed up so that she can?
I'm sorry?
That? Do you have that, a copy so that she can?
Yes. And let me read exactly what I've got here. So the Director Wessel stated to reflect that the law had passed. However, ILA and others are suggesting that the specific regulation has not been clarified, so that implementation has been delayed. So
basically it did not pass then. It hasn't passed yet.
It was passed by the legislature. Implementation of law as far as specific regulations is a different matter. It's on the books as a law. How it's to be implemented is a regulatory issue.
Thank you for the clarification. Is there anything else?
Nope.
So, was that an addendum to our first?
So I had said yes, Dave seconded.
I second the original motion.
You second the original motion.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we accept the changes that
second.
Joe offered.
I do not understand any of what was just discussed.
Well, we were going to pass action item number 3.
That I understand.
Trustee Olson wanted to correct the statement, so that would be an addendum or a change to the original motion.
I don't know that the other parties involved accept that as a correction. If it was, that's fine by me. I just didn't understand it. If nobody challenges it, it's fine by me.
Well, we could take a vote on it and people can yes or no. So let's take a vote on the changes.
We'll call Very good. Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Ricaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Dane?
No. Now to the first minutes, approval of the minutes from the December 16th regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Okay, Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Ricaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes. Action number 4, approval of the bill list, January 20th, 2025, for 111. Go ahead.
I'll move to approve the bill list.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Ricaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes. Action item 6, approval of the funds, January, I'm sure that meant was the 20th of 2025.
Sorry.
Wait.
I'm going to move to approve it.
I jumped it. All right, you're moving to approve action item number 5?
Correct.
Second.
Now discussion.
Discussion?
Yes, I have a discussion. Why do we have to do 4 steps? Can we not go from the Schwab general fund right to the checking account? Do we have to go from the general fund to the NOW account and then from the NOW account to the checking account? Can we not just go from one to the other instead of this step to that step, that step to that step, that step to that step? Ultimately, it's 1 to 4 anyway, so why?
I personally have no objection. Maybe there's a procedural process moving from Schwab to our bank accounts. However, I do believe that we should maintain 100,000 balance in the NOW account as additional immediately available funds.
So Trustee Olson and I had a discussion, and from way back before we invested the money, I was told that it would be my goal to keep $300,000 in the NOW account and $100,000 in the checking account. After discussing it with Trustee Olson and reviewing the spreadsheet with him, I am okay now with agreeing with him to keep $100,000 in the Schwab account. So I think that he's suggesting to lower the amount that we transfer. Right. And to his other point, I will find out from John Felduto, who I believe will be here in March, but I'll handle it sooner than that.
if we can go from Schwab to the checking. I don't know, Peggy, I don't know about that, but I will double check.
I've looked at it month after month after month. It's like, why do we have to go 1, 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4? You know, why can't we just go here to there? Yeah. Keeping, you know, forgetting or just burying that money that we know we have to keep.
So what was the amount that you wanted to transfer from the Schwab General Fund to the NOW account?
The Schwab to the NOW account is $37,000.
Okay, and then?
That will leave us with a balance in the NOW account of $100,000.
And then from the NOW account to the checking account?
We are going to move the 238 that was originally recommended. Then in future months, if we just move directly from Schwab to the checking account, I think that would be fine. The thing that we do have right now on the reverse is that we, about 2 years ago, roughly 2 years ago, we directed the taxing agencies to deposit directly into our NOW account the tax collections. And I see no real reason to change that. So we may have, come May or June, a need to be transferring from the NOW account out to Schwab our excess available funds. But at least in the NOW account, we're getting a nominal amount of interest on those funds, I think. I didn't look at this month, but I believe it's somewhere around 0.65%, less than 1%.
So we would need two motions, or one motion?
Yeah.
I think we need to take the motions separately.
Okay.
Some of this has already probably been directed as far as sending out to Schwab what we anticipate doing? Or is it done the first thing the following morning?
Morning. I wait until it's voted on because you never know with this group.
Okay,
so let me throw this out there then. We had for the general fund to the NOW account $237,000, and now you're just saying $37,000?
Because we have a balance in there of
that
around
will leave us with $100,000 in the NOW account. If we only transfer.
All right, so we did have a motion and a second because we were discussing. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Oh, excuse me, I'm confused. Kind of like,
we're just doing number five.
$37,000.
Right
now. Now we're reducing it.
$37,000.
So I think the record should be clear. There should be, like we have been, if you're going to amend the motion, make a motion to amend so the record is clear exactly what the director is supposed to do.
Well, okay. I'm making a motion to amend the original motion to transfer only $37,000 from Schwab to the NOW account.
Second.
I think we've had enough discussion. Roll call, John?
Yes. Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Daney?
Yes. And now back to the actual approval of moving the funds. Roll call.
Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Daney?
Yes. All right. Approval of action item number 6, approval of funds January the 20th, 2025. From the NOW account to the checking account, and is it going to be this $238,000?
Yes.
need to add 20 onto there, just as January 2025.
I know, I just said that.
Oh, you just...
I said January 20th, 2025.
Okay, so we're making a correction.
I saw that the 20 was in it.
And I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Peggy Picaro made the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Picaro?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Daney?
Yes. Action item 7, approval of the December 31st, 2024 financial report.
I will make a motion to approve the December 31st, 2024 financial report.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, and you have discussion?
I have discussion.
All right.
Two questions on the financial statements. I believe Director Russell has indicated that December's financial statements will be the last time that the foundation funds appear on our consolidated financial statement. And in looking at the balance sheet, I note that we've got a continuing amount due from the foundation of $1,399, which has been appearing on the financial statements for at least the last 3 months. Do we know what that is? And if not, we should find out what it is and get it resolved so that whatever the liability is, if in fact the foundation has a liability to the library, that is...
There's no liability.
Well, the financial statements are showing it.
Yeah, Jay Perkins has no knowledge of owing anything to the library. It could have been from an event that we had and money was flipped and flopped and something wasn't taken off.
James
no
is, I've already informed James about this, so I'll ask him to double check the account and make sure that it's cleared out and we'll figure out where the $1,399 is from.
Okay.
It may needs to be reassigned or...
And the second question that I had is, there is on, the easiest place to find it is on the page that's the budget versus actual summary. Financial statements show a $12,500 transfer, which is shown in the current month in December under operating expense, which is as a special reserve fund. And quite frankly, transfers to special reserve fund, I don't know what that is, but I know that I know what it's budgeted to be, but no formal actions but taken by the board to reserve funds, and yet $12,500 is showing up on this line in our financial statements.
I will look into that.
Anything else? Okay, we have a motion and a second.
I'd like an answer on what that is.
I said I would look into that. I don't know.
Okay, then I'm going to move not to accept the financial statements until such time as this question is answered.
Is there a second on that move?
I'll second it.
Roll call, John.
This question does not concern me. I'll be voting in favor of it. Roll call. Trustee Barry.
No.
Trustee Picaro.
No.
DeSmit.
Yes.
Sias. No. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
No.
Daney.
No. Now, can we have a vote for the approval of the financial report?
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl?
Yes.
DeSmit?
No.
Sias, yes. Olson?
No.
Boyer?
Yes.
Daney?
Yes. And Carolyn, I still want you to look to see what you can find out regarding that. Thank you. Action item 8, designation of two trustees for the February monthly bill.
No approval. That's
just threw it in there. Okay. Discussion items, the board packet format. Trustee Olson.
I have...
Can I start off, please? And sure. And kind of give you a little history. So Mallory attended a online class through Rails about strategic planning, and so we are looking at doing our strategic planning process in-house. As they got to talking, they started talking about how things are done and what kind of information they share, and it came out that through this group of directors or group of attendees that within their board packets that the majority of, and correct me if I'm wrong on your part, Monica, but that the majority of directors do not have their managers do reports for the monthly basis. I don't know if Aurora does that.
So what we do is we have monthly reports for separate departments, but then all those reports are filtered to the deputy director. The deputy director then, we're supposed to write our monthly reports that correlate with the strategic plan.
Yep.
And so then the deputy director condenses that to the highlights.
Okay. So kind of along those ways, is we decided that there's a lot of redundancy and there's a lot of repeated information in the manager's reports that are already reflected in the statistics. So we wanted to approach it from a more holistic kind of view. A lot of the information in the statistics were really broken down to like our 0-100s, 100s, 200s, 300s. That is a micro level of examination, and that's what we need to know to determine what to order for purchasing. I don't think that the board needs to know that. They need to know really more broad or general statistics. So we looked at a couple of different reports, and a lot of my stuff was kind of fluff. You know, we're going to have the legislative lunch or we're the ILA conference, you know, stuff like that. So we changed the format, and we are going to still hit on the major things like the levy and the budget, but the and try to do some highlights, some things that, you know, I go around and talk with the managers and things in their department that are going well. So those are the things that we want to tell and share with the board from a high level instead of a micro level. So for some of the highlights and updates, you know, the sprinkler project is 100% complete. We talk about staffing and anything else that came up. The one thing I really, really want to express is that we didn't remove information. We didn't take any information out. You're getting all of the same information, just in a different format. So we actually did add a piece of information, Joe, that I thought you would find interesting. When the consultants were here for the survey, they talked about number of households who have library cards, so we added that because I thought that would be interesting.
I totally agree, except the number is off by over 25%. The number that's reflected here, and I don't know who did the research, but I went on to U.S. Census Bureau.
Okay.
And got the number.
We called the Cook County and the DuPage County, so.
And that's not a valid number, and I will tell you why that's not a valid number.
Okay.
First of all, if you think about it from a distribution standpoint, how many newsletters do you circulate on a quarterly basis to households in all of Bartlett? And that's roughly 14,000 that actually get mail delivered, and that includes the portion that's in Gail Borden's district.
Okay.
So there are not 20,000 plus households in Bartlett. I'm really disappointed that, well, no, I'm, you know, I keep hearing how we are professionals here, we're capable of doing research, and when you make a change and you give us garbage.
Well, I think that's strong.
No.
Please watch your language.
You may think
that's... I mean, what?
That's fine.
What's fine? That you call things garbage? That's not fine. Watch what you're saying. Sorry.
Nobody thought through the numbers that they were getting. In all the minds at the executive level of this library, it didn't occur to anybody that there was that inconsistency.
Joe,
I find that very troubling.
I have the email from Cook County and DuPage County. I do. That's the number.
5,000 homes a year. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're saying...
In delivery? In other words, we're only delivering to 14,000.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, it was probably the most accurate for the village of Bartlett or city of Bartlett. It's in 2022, it was 14,312. And this report shows 20,000 plus. So, I like the idea that there's a comparison there, but the fact that it's based on bad data is very disturbing.
It is based on data that we received from Cook and DuPage County.
Can we revisit that?
We can revisit it, and we will revisit it. I happen to think that the format's good. I happen to think that it is really more relevant to what a trustee needs to see so that they do not feel the need to micromanage continuously month after month. And so what we are trying to do is negate that and give you information as to help you do your job as a trustee. Instead of squibbling over numbers, if we have an incorrect number, Joe, we are not perfect. We will go figure it out. This is a first draft. Okay?
Except that you just blew off what we historically have been getting and gave us something that was not well edited and not proved.
You come in every month with unedited, unproven, meandering, bloviated, grinding, access to grind from past feigned flaws. We don't excoriate you every single month when you do it.
So John, at least I pay attention to the numbers.
I'll grant you that.
Agree, but that's the problem. You're so micromanaging what's going on.
No,
allow me to finish, Trustee Olson. You micromanage to such a degree that you waste everyone's time. If you have a problem with a number, it's easy just to say, hey, I think this number is incorrect. I think it should be, instead of 20,000, it should be 14,000.
Revisit it.
Yeah, it should be revisited.
A good trustee would have called me on Friday afternoon and said, hey, Carolyn, you know what, I think you may have your numbers wrong. Why don't you recheck them? And instead of coming after me, like I'm the worst person and calling me garbage.
The problem is that you don't send these out until afternoon on Fridays.
And that's the way it's been, and that's the way it will continue to be.
Well, we need to discuss it as a board because we used to get it on Wednesdays.
It's in the board bylaws.
We used to get it on Wednesday, Lynn. 40 years ago?
No.
30 years ago?
2015,
2016, 2017.
No, that's not true. Then we had it Wednesday afternoon or Thursday.
No. Always been Friday afternoon.
And it's been in the bylaws.
Thursday,
but anyway, getting back on track about the reformatting.
How ridiculous.
I'm pleased with it. I hope that the majority of the board is pleased with it because no matter what I do, it's not going to be good enough for one person, so I don't care anymore.
Director Nance, there's one thing I would like to see.
What would you like to see, Dave?
Basically, when that time of the year, when the ILA conferences come up, when the membership, whatever, I would like to see that in your report.
Okay.
Two, if I could make a suggestion, if that's okay.
Yes, Monica.
Pictures are kind of nice too, and I think sometimes pictures like tell a billion stories. Like I like seeing little kids having the time of their lives here, and
you know, like that, that, I don't think that's
perfect. We could add that under the highlights.
And then, yeah, that's bad.
I think that's great. I like the pictures too.
It's like seeing the events and the photos, because when you leave, we're out in the community, we're talking to people, there's people that, well, we may roll up and say, hey, listen, your library just had this great event, looks like it's gonna be monthly or whatever, that's positive. The other thing is I would have appreciated the packet to have been the same as it was in the past, and this brought in as, let's take a look and approve it. I'm fine with the compiled data, but I feel the current year should show the monthly only, so we could see if, you know, different, like, patterns. So in the past, we looked back, what, 4 years, so 5 years, and we could see patterns, you know.
We looked past, like, almost 10 years, and a lot of stuff has changed.
Right.
And it's post-COVID, and taking a look at that big of a capture isn't necessarily good because of the times of our lives changing.
And I agree with that. And it's just nice to see the monthly for the year we're entering, because next month we're gonna come in and we're gonna see everything compiled, and we won't know the difference of from the prior month. That's all I'm saying. It's nice to see the year that we're in compiled monthly.
I like the format. I think the addition of pictures maybe at the very end, you know, like the last page would be kind of cute, a way to summarize what's happened so far. And quite honestly, change is hard for a lot of people. This is a very nice, exciting, mm-hmm. refreshing format. And I certainly like it better than being splogged down in the same old, same old, same old.
Go ahead, Peggy.
Doing the format this way, I would think that it saves a lot of time, the staff's time, compared to what they were doing with the previous one. And they can go on to be helping our patrons rather than writing reports for us that are read and that's it. So I like the new format.
And I think sometimes that a lot of good work that they're doing gets lost because there's so much information, and that this way I can talk to them and we can say which are our highlights that we want to cover. I hate to do this, but I do want to ask some other questions and kind of go around and ask about this. So, do we need to include the transfer document? The treasurer reviews and makes corrections if necessary with the director. He then approves and it goes back in the packet and the rest of the board votes to approve or deny. Should the board just trust that the treasurer saw that it was well planned and then vote without having to see the breakdown themselves? Discussion?
I think the transfer document should be in the packet.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
So everyone sees the numbers, and those are really important, what's okay. going on.
Good.
When it's going from here to there, whatever, so they can have an opportunity to review it and okay. ask questions.
Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. The cash disbursement journal. And these are coming directly from Sam, so we just want to see where we can condense. The report lists the bills and applied payments for each vendor, the amount, and the budget lines for each bill. She could add the budget lines that the payments came out of onto the check register if budget lines are something that the board wants to see with the checks, instead of putting the cash disbursement journal in the board packet. The budget lines would be listed, but the exact amounts that were allocated to each budget line would not show if there were multiple mm-hmm. invoices with different budget lines. So do you want the cash disbursement with the breakdown, or do you want the way that she's suggesting it with the combined?
So either keep it the way it is. I like the way it is. But it's me.
I kind of like the way it is. However, before, I would like to see a sample.
Okay.
Before saying yes or no. I mean, it might be too much information, but it might be interesting to see what it looks like.
Personally, I don't think that we need to see every line item transaction. I'll be honest with you, even though I'm a financial guy, I have gotten to the point where I don't even look at those unless I see something that really I don't understand at all. I think that's a level of detail that I don't need.
Sorry. Okay, that is not what I expected. Okay, I will bring a sample next month for you guys to look at that.
I'm just wondering if there should be a dollar amount. I mean, if it's like a $225 payment to a vendor who puts on a program.
Jeremy, thoughts?
I'm not personally not in favor of what I'm going to characterize as additional reports. I think there's adequate information already.
If you just want to do a sample and show it to me, then fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, financial report. What do you guys look at? Do you need all 10 pages, or are there just certain parts or stats that matter to you as the financial report?
I like this one.
Okay.
The budget lines?
Yeah.
I go through it in detail.
Yeah, I like it all.
Because I want to know by fund how we're utilizing funds and where we are.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. Bank recs. Does anyone need the bank recs?
I don't think that it's necessary to have the detail of all the outstanding checks and all the cleared checks and whatnot. I would like to see a rec that shows total disbursements by whether it was ACH total, the checks total, the incoming funds by source, like the tax payments that we're receiving from whichever taxing body, and any other funds that we might be receiving directly from the state, like the annual per capita grant.
Okay, I will talk to Sam and see what we can look into doing something with a combination of all the recs.
Right, because that, you know, what I think is really important is where are the funds coming from and kind of the timing of when we're actually getting them versus what the due dates are.
Okay. Is everyone okay with that?
My only concern is kind of like, would it be harder to put all that together than what we're having? I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just, that should be a concern. If it's not a problem.
I'll talk to Sam and see. She could maybe create a quick spreadsheet and we could figure out how to do it. If it's more burdened, then we'll leave it as is. I'll let her make that choice. Bank statements. Do you want the NOW savings account statement? Do you want the Illinois funds statement? Or are these just necessary for the treasurer? Again, he reviews and signs off before the board meeting, so maybe there's no need for them to go into the board packet.
I think it's good to
have. I'd like to see the NOW statements.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of direction to go on. Some things to research and...
So Director Wessel, could you do me a favor? I know we didn't get our standard board packet. We got a kind of like a proposed option and everybody seems to like it. I still would like to see for the current year, the monthly, you know, for the statistics, you know. And I don't know how they could fit that in, but regarding the programs, I would like to see the monthly so we can just reflect on it. Rather than combined, so next month active programs the number might be 30. So now I'm going back to the previous board packet just to see if there was any increase or, you know, I just feel it's nice to have the data there just to see how the momentum is going with the library.
So we have those in the report, don't we?
Yeah, my monthly stats were sent as usual. They were not changed.
And they're in the new report.
So December is there for youth and adult teen. That's the monthly. That's December. She's just comparing it to December of last year, so she has them together. That I didn't do. She has them side by side. But December is there. It's on the left December 24th.
I see that, and that's what I stated.
That's the month of December.
So we're doing a year-to-year comparison instead of a month-to-month.
Right, so I was asking for, I like the month-to-month, at least for the current year. Like for the past year and the current, so we can see. I like the other system where you could look at it. Maybe you don't have to go back 6 years or 10 years or whatever. Maybe just go back four. But I like to see where, you know, things are picking up in a certain area. What is it? Is it the programs? Is it the literature? And of course, you're going to have, I mean, statistics show we had COVID, so things shifted. So those are important statistics, you know, when it comes time to report anything to the state. If we have this in our board packet and documented, these are statistics.
That's all sent. It's all in here that is in our IFLA report, our state report. So I'm just looking for direction here. So I have October, and then I have October, September, July, and August. You want the monthly?
I mean, I don't know how they would present it if we're going to stay with something similar like this. It may have to be titled differently and kind of shifted, but I'm just saying, the way it's graphed out here, it's a compounded. Yes, we're starting with December of 24, but this is also going into 25, and everything's going to be added onto that month. And so by the time we get to July, we're not seeing anything. Did momentum pick up? Did it not? What was the comparison in the past 2 years? At least go back.
Okay.
I just feel it's valid.
All right, let me talk to Mallory, and we will see what we can do.
Also, I would think, this will be a work in progress for the next several months.
Thank you.
And we'll can tweak it one way or the other as we go forward until everyone gets comfortable with it. That's my only comment. Thank you.
I would like to see a minor change in the detail as far as circulation numbers. I'd like to see them broken down by the categories that you've had historically going across. I don't care about the 100 level and the biography, et cetera. But I would like to see the adult total circulation, perhaps broken down between electronic and
we do. We have physical materials and digital materials. Mm-hmm. We have that.
And the children, same way, coming up to totals. I don't think we have the ability to break down the teen population, but I think that way we'll have a better indication as a board of how our services are being utilized by what age groups, and whether there are trends up and down in those age groups.
Okay, so youth age groups, okay.
So I agree, you know, that three-page circulation report is just far too much data, and that
I like the one sheet we had on the back of the packet. Maybe just cut back some of the years and trim it. But it was all there. You could see it all on one page, and you can just see it all. You can go back 2 years, or let's say three or four, and you can just see the trends. I think that's important. It's easier for the eye to read rather than something compiled on a monthly basis, and we have nothing, no statistics to determine any variables.
Something to keep in mind here, like, what are you doing with that data? I'm all for transparency, but how is that helping this board?
Well, I think in our board meetings when we discuss things, mm-hmm. and you know, we as trustees, we're out in the community, we can see, you know, you know, rises and falls.
And what do you use that for? Do you use it to talk to customers? Do you?
I actually look at it to see the trends that we're on, you know, the positive trends, and to see, you know, it complements the staff, but it also complements the director. And then when things are low, we can hear from our director, and she can tell us that we had a situation, or we were under construction, or whatever the situation. It's a positive flow, and there's statistics, and it's on our document for our board packet. So in reality, you know, we can do, you know, we can, you know, I know you said with IPLAR you report, but then it becomes part of our board packets, the trends, and we can see that. I just feel it's valid.
And I'm all, yeah. I don't think it's not valid.
Yeah, I'd like to see the numbers.
Okay, let me finish. I think it is valid. I think it's very transparent, but as somebody who uses data and somebody who we, you know, how are you advocating for the library? Like, let's think that way. How are we using this data for the good of the library instead of maybe nitpicking and, you know, actually doing some good with that information?
Anything else on the form yet?
I'll add in that I'm not a big change guy, but I think that we've got the director and staff that are, we need to make these changes for us, and they're putting together the best product that they can, and there should be more encouragement for it. The information's there. I think Monica said something important. I think, Trustee Boyer and Trustee Beccaro said something important earlier. The information is, it's not there to be nitpicked apart. Mm-hmm. You used the right word. I wish I had a better, more, wish it wasn't just copying your word, but I think that's the word. I think that unfortunately there's some who, the more you give them, the more they take an opportunity to find fault. And that's, that ship has set sail. That's not going to change. So if we can consolidate things in a fashion that is consistent with how the rest of this industry works and get us the information we need, I think that's a good thing.
I'd like to suggest one further item that has never been in the report, but I think would be invaluable from a trustee standpoint. When we look at the financials, and particularly it's pointed out when we look at the pie graph that shows that 74 or 75% of the total expenditures are labor related, not just the salaries, but the benefits, the health insurance, the IMRF, etc. It would be helpful to me to understand how the library is doing if we also had a count of the number of positions that are budgeted and the number of those that are filled each month.
I don't want to know that.
So that we, in fact, could better understand why salary variances are occurring. You know, if we know that in circulation that we have 20 bodies, I don't know what the number is, and right now they're at 15 filled positions, and the wage amount for that line item is running at 90%, then we know that there's something that's not in sync.
And I would say that that's the director's job to do and analyze, and it ebbs and flows with all departments.
But I believe it is the responsibility of this board to ensure that the funds that the taxpayers are paying us are being utilized.
And you can see that in the salary lines, not by micromanaging. The only person that we hired is the director. We've had this discussion.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here like a child. Go and go.
So Joe, are you saying, I just want to make, are you saying that on this, the budget, this page here, you want everything listed?
No, I'm not asking for detail. All I'm saying is that I'd like to see a line that says circulation, total positions, 5, filled positions, 3. So when I'm looking at the circulation line in the budget and the actual expense in the financials, that I know how that's correlated.
And when you're a director of your library, you can do that.
Well, sure. Trustees should have knowledge of that. I mean, I'm sure we could go to Carolyn and ask her if we wanted to know that, but does it have to be in print and on paper? Like,
so for personnel and salaries, we are at 46% as of December 31st, which is half of the year. So we are actually 4% under in salaries. So to me, I'm right on target.
That sounds like another example of the information's there. You have to find it.
Exactly.
Care about it, find it.
Trustee Vaccaro, you have a...
Yeah, and I don't think we need that information. If anything, Joe, it's just going to give you something more to complain about and take another 10 minutes to complain about the numbers aren't being what they're supposed to be. What you think they should be.
That's one person's opinion.
No, that's multiple.
Multiple people, yeah.
Is there anything else regarding the packet format? I'd like to move on. Director information, and that's informational only, which is on the packet that everyone's received. Regarding old business, I just want to make a follow-up from the Committee of the Whole meeting of December 16th, 2024. The officer nomination process. In May, we will entertain and or accept nominations from the floor. We are not going to set up a nominating committee. We're just going to entertain that night nominations from the floor for each one of the offices. Yes, Trustee Olson.
I don't have a comment on that, but I do have other new business.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say, short and sweet.
I believe that ultimately, I'm concerned about the fact that, quite frankly, we skipped over what I do not feel is a totally director's responsibility. The strategic plan update. A statement is made here that the library is going to do this internally. Ultimately, the strategic plan has to be approved by this board. I am concerned that without discussion, there's been a unilateral decision that strategic planning is capable of being done internally. Admitted, I think we've had problems in the last 2 go-arounds with the strategic plan. And I think that what has happened in the last 2 go-arounds is that we've moved from truly measurable strategic planning goals to really vague, non-measurable things. And if we look at other governmental bodies in this community, their strategic plans are very specific in terms of goals, and I don't think we have the capability internally totally doing this.
Yeah, I think we should outsource it still. I think we should outsource it.
I think we had an outsourced company that we used, and they gave us the outline and the diagram and the profile, and I think our department heads have taken that upon themselves, along with the director, to address each one of those outlines in the profile, and they're moving forward with it. I don't think that we need to spend more money for an outside person to come in and lay another new outline and profile and strategy when we're still working on the one that we presently have.
So basically, when the strategic plan the staff puts together, it will come to this board.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And at that time, the board...
We'll have a meeting with the board, just like we would with a outside person. We would have a meeting with the management team, the staff. We would do community groups. We would do it the same way.
Because in the past, I recall the library doing internally.
In 2000, when I was hired, we did it internally.
Right. And then I thought it went out, and we did it inside, and we're going out again. I think part of it was kind of like we wanted to get different viewpoints from people rather than just doing always from the inside.
So is there a way to, and not necessarily go through the cost of having somebody do it again, you know, work with someone outside, is there a way to have, just throwing this out there, that's the same person or someone different, to just come in and look at what we have and kind of share some trends that we may not be aware of, or, you know, and kind of integrate their thoughts into it, not necessarily a full-blown investment like we did 3 years ago, but something on a different scale.
Wouldn't you have to reopen a bidding process?
Okay. Ta-da! For under a certain dollar amount, or bidding in general?
We would go out to bid, request for bid, because they'll be over.
But we haven't finished the plan that we have right now.
We were just talking, because we haven't gotten there yet, but Carolyn put it in her director's report.
Yeah, but Mallory is attending a class, and I think she's got a lot of gumption, and she's got a lot of energy, and the management team is healthy and functioning, and we are really very adept and capable of doing this project internally, and we can save quite a bit of money. And a lot of the libraries are now going back and doing them internally.
And they're still going to have to bring what they've accomplished to us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And no, show us, sure. Just like they did, you know, what, 3 months ago, so. Did you have something else?
I have one other item. The space needs an analysis. The summary was, I don't know, two lines, and it really didn't tell us anything about where we are on that, other than communication between the consultant and our architect. And we don't have, we as a board have no idea what the architect is putting together, numbers regarding costs that are going to be used in the community survey.
In December, we agreed that we would go with EOC Consulting, and they are working on getting the numbers from Dan and Tiffany to put those two pieces together. So they did not have it together. I have a meeting with a gentleman tomorrow who is a bond guy who will help us figure out how to form these questions to the public. So this is not something that is just going to be ready within a month. It takes time. I didn't know anything until I talked with this guy today, and we're going to meet tomorrow. So I have given you as much information as I have. I can't tell you. I don't have any
paperwork, I don't have anything.
Who's the bond guy? That's a new name.
That is a gentleman who was referred to me from our accountant, who, there's no charge for him, but he's going to help us figure out a formula for possibly going to referendum.
But my question really is, the architects have worked with the staff, they've asked the board for their input. They have to have reached some point of what they envision as potential. And without us as a board knowing what that might
look. But we need to get the community input before we go any further, so that's what we're holding on.
I understand, but we don't know at this point even what it is that is going to ultimately go out to the public.
That's part of life. We don't always know everything all the time. And we just came through the holiday season.
Yeah.
Those folks aren't really thinking too much about, there have been people on vacation, there have been people on trips, etc. They're just starting their year over again. So I'm not really concerned about it. February, I'd like to hear some more progress of what's been going on.
I think I'm hearing you like you're trying to figure out what the outlook is. Are we looking, and this is on the table for discussion. Are we looking to just modify inside the library an addition? What are we looking at? What did the group think we needed?
There's a whole bunch of different versions.
What are the versions? I don't know.
Yeah, the board right now has no concept.
Yeah, we have no, I have nothing.
That's my...
And when Tom...
My concern right now is we don't even know, you know, what's being thought about.
When the survey people are done meeting with Dan and Tiffany, then we'll all come together and we will give you a presentation. What the survey will look like... No, I'm not, because I was allowed to go ahead and do the survey. So I'll have Dan and Tiffany come out and show you the schemes. But to me, Joe, go back and get an MLS and then you could be a director.
Is there any other old business? Any new business?
I just want to say I'm so sorry for my display of yelling. I just think that when somebody's disrespectful, that person needs to be called out for their actions. I think as somebody who uses language and literature, words matter to me. So when people say things that are ridiculous and don't show what's going on here, I'm going to continue to call it out.
Can I say something?
Yes.
So Carolyn is very open to suggestions, to correction. And you have two choices. You can be right or you can be kind. So, you know, choose kindness. It goes a lot further.
I honestly just want to say something really quick too as well, Joel. New to the team, new being here, it seems like every time there's something negative, but you have maybe valid points for it. However, it's the way you say it and come out. If you said it a different way and maybe a kinder way, something a little bit less harsh, it may be accepted more and we'd probably hear it more. Today's way, what you said, I kind of took offense to it because you almost made us sound like we're incompetent, like we're not gonna be able to do the work. We all have degrees. We've all gone to school. We all very well educated in what we do. So I feel like as a team, we are able to do this and we are able to accomplish what we need to. I think maybe if you just said something a little bit different, a little bit nicer, a little bit portrayed a little bit differently, we probably would hear it and take it a little bit easier. But when you just kind of throw it out there a little bluntly, it's a little harsh, is all I'm gonna say.
And me, I just wanna say that I feel so sorry for all of you that you have to sit here sometimes and listen to the things that come out of our mouths in an unkind way. And certainly don't please take it personally, because
may I have your attention please?
No.
The time is now 8:30 p.m. The library closes at 9 p.m.
100% behind all of
them. Please plan to complete your library visit within 30 minutes.
Don't take anything personally, because if I were you and I would be sitting there, I'm sure that I would have probably gotten up and walked out. So thank you all for what you do.
Think about how hard it is to find employees and to retain employees when the word on the street is that the board is very, very difficult, and particularly one board member.
And honestly, to be honest, I feel like as a board, we should be supporting each other. We should, as a library, regardless if you feel like some of the people in here aren't doing the job right, we are here to promote the library in a better light, not going out there and saying negative things where a totally different library will come back and say, we heard this, we heard that, from a particular person or just people on board or just from the library. It's not, that doesn't seem very professional. If you want to say that we aren't being professional, I feel like some things we hear and see aren't very professional either when it comes to your part. I honestly respect you and everything you do, but just sitting here silently listening to every board meeting and being here and being new, and out of all the libraries I've worked at, I get offended sometimes because I feel like, aren't we here to promote the library in a good way? I mean, should we be saying negative things to other board members or people or the community in a negative way about our own library? I mean, aren't we here to make us look good? I'm just wondering, because that doesn't seem right, though. You know, and I feel like everyone here does a really great job in trying to do the best for this community and for the library. So I don't understand where you don't feel like we're competent enough to complete these certain tasks. You know, and I don't know. I'm just curious. I sit here silently all the time, and I don't say anything, and it's not like me to say anything. But it just, today's was just a little bit too far. But I understand your concerns, but it was just said in not a really nice manner.
Well, hopefully it hasn't fallen on deaf ears, but we appreciate all of you. With that, is there any town hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, let's all jump on that. Roll call, please.
Trustee Barry.
Yes.
DeCarl.
Yes.
DeSmith.
Yes.
Sias, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Daney.
Yes. Thank you all. Good night.